This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The National Retail Federation says we're going to spend collectively more than $21 billion on Mother's Day this year. It's Sunday, by the way, for the laggards among you. Some of that $21 billion may well go to Edible Arrangements, the fruit basket company. Tariq Farid is the founder and CEO. Welcome to the program.
Nice to be here, Kai.
I'm going to ask the first question that popped into my mind when I saw one of these things, which was, why?
Why not? It's
touché.
I was in the flower business. So yeah. I started a flower shop when I was 17 and been in the flower business 12, 13 years, saw a fruit arrangement and then just started playing around at the flower shop and opened one on the side of the flower shop. And it was just a hit. As soon as we showed it to the customers and we started delivering it, people loved it. And at that point, we're like, why not? Let's just go with it. We started with a tiny, about 600 square foot store, and it took off.
What did you do? Did you go to this, supermarket and buy a bunch of fruit and carve it and cut it up yourself and stick it in the arrangements?
The supermarket wouldn't work because the kind of fruit we were looking for, the taste for us, the taste and look is very important. So I was very lucky to go down to the market and go talk to people that sold fruit. I knew a lot about flowers. I didn't know much about fruit. And it was pretty amazing. They started to tell you what the premium pineapple is, what the premium strawberry is, what seasons and all those things. So I spent the first 6 or 7 months just playing around and, we had to develop cutting tools. We had to do a lot of things to kind of find out what the base of the arrangement would be, how you have to have food safe baskets that it has to go into.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So it was just a lot of fun. And we started to sell it about March 1999.
You give a lot of credit to your early adoption of technology in helping grow and really sort of catapult this business.
Yes. In the beginning, as you asked why, majority of the people that I went to ask for money, they would probably ask that and they did not think we would succeed. So it was really difficult from trying to get financing from banks. I mean, you would fill in the applications. You would do all the things that needed, but then they would deny you. So as we were growing, you needed a lot of staff. You needed a lot of resources and everything. So we leaned on technology from, what a time for the websites to be coming to life in 1999, 2000, where the web allowed us to handle a lot more customers instead of actually having to have a lot of people on the phone. So from there, we just started to create all different technologies within even the franchise to support our franchisees to be successful. And it's worked very well for us.
When did you know that you were going to make it with this idea?
I think the first Easter in 1999, it was Easter. We sold about 28 arrangements, and it took us all day to make them because we had no tools. We used to cut everything by hand. But customers would call back and say, hey, this was a great hit. Wow, it was amazing. And then they're asking about Mother's Day is coming up. I want to do something for Mother's Day. Because on Easter, we couldn't take that many orders and people wanted to order early. So when you saw that, you knew you were onto something. And even though at that time I started running around to banks and running around to different people to raise money, no one thought we would actually make it.
Giving arranged fruit is quite the example of discretionary income, right? I mean, people don't do this if they need to make the rent. So I want to ask you the economic indicator question, because I imagine during the recession you had a tough time. And what are you looking at now in terms of sort of your short-term forecast?
See, Kai, everybody thinks that. I started in 1999. A year later, the wheels fell off.
Right.
And then in 2008, as the economy, we hit another bump. And this is probably why the banks were having difficulty lending us money in the beginning, because they thought it was discretionary income. People will spend. Birthdays have to be celebrated. Love has to continue. And from that point, people want to send something of value. And nothing is of more value that it looks great and then you can eat it. So it's been a hit, and we, some of our best years were 2008, 2009. So we've done well in the downturn because people are looking for value.
What's biggest for you, Easter or Mother's Day, or maybe a different one? I don't know.
Valentine's Day and Mother's Day are probably neck and neck.
So Valentine's Day? Seriously? People give fruit on Valentine's Day?
Strawberries? Chocolate-covered strawberries? Kai, don't tell me you haven't said chocolate-covered strawberries on Valentine's Day.
Don't even go there. don't even go there. Tariq Farid, the founder and CEO of Edible Arrangements. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Kai.